welcome to this God-inspired message from Shofar Christian Church. We trust that you will enjoy today's message and that it will encourage you to grow deeper in your relationship with Christ our Savior.
Amen. Okay, so we're going to be a bit interactive this morning. You should see your faces. That was good. So if we can go to the first slide, I just want you to quickly answer these questions. Just think about it a bit. Okay, that was the easy one. Oh, quite easy questions. So the first one is basically, what do you live for? You know, what is your purpose? Where are you going? What would you like to achieve in 50 years from now? And then I just broke it down. But we're coming back to this one. So let's just shelve it. Next, I want us to look at our palms. So do this. Okay. Then I just want you to look at how it changes. If you do, bring up one finger, another one. Just look at how it changes. If you stretch it open, it's nice and smooth. And then as soon as you bring all fingers together, it's, well, mine is quite wrinkly and got a lot of lines and muscles and stuff. Yeah, that is really cool for me. Okay, we're coming back to that one as well. So this morning, I want us to read Romans 5, verse 1 to 11. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have also obtained access by faith in this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings. That's a nice one, eh? Knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. But while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, one would dare even to die. It's the first time I've read that. It was interesting for me. Though perhaps for a good person, one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore, we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled shall we be saved by his life. For more than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have been, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Okay, we're going to break it down a bit. But firstly, to set the foundation for this morning, I want to talk about God's love. And I want to say, God loves you more than you can ever know. If we look at Adam and Eve in the beginning, God created Adam and Eve. He created this whole world. Then he created Adam and Eve, and he said, rule and reign over it. And then he came every day in the cool of the night, and he walked with them. So he had a relationship with them. Just imagine how that would have been. Hey, I'm Adam. So God, what must I do about this animal or whatever? You know, so God led them. God was involved in their lives. God created them to be there, so that he can have a relationship with them. Then the fall, they sinned, and they were separated from God. And then in the Old Testament, we had the law, the commandments that all the Christians had to live by, the Israelites. And then God said, no, no, no. I love these people so much, I don't want to lose them. I want to have a relationship with them. So he gave his son, Jesus Christ, to die for us, as we read, while we were still sinners. And maybe some were good people, some not. I know I was with the way off. So even while we're still sinners, not good people, Jesus died for us. So that, if we look there at the last verse, more than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. We have been reconciled with the Father. We can have a relationship with God again because of Jesus Christ. And better than that, God says, you're going to struggle with that, so I'll give you my Holy Spirit as a helper to help you to have a relationship with me. That's a pretty good deal, right? Do you agree? How's that? So God loves us an incredible amount. We can't ever love anybody the same way or love God the same way that He loves us. He is love. Okay. Everybody agrees. So, for this week, me and my little daughter, my wife still had to work, so me and Nico went to Artenbos to my parents. And it was so amazing for me. First the evening, I went walking on the beach, just talking about God. What do you want to say this morning? And so on. But what struck me is, then in the evening, God that created the entire universe, He created everything, created that beach, the water slowly coming up, where I can walk in the evening, beautiful stars, slight wind. He is so involved in each of our lives still. This magnificent God. He says in His word that not one hair would drop from your head without Him knowing about it. He loves you so much and He's so involved in your life. The other example I want to mention is my wife. We were looking for the couches for outside there, and everything we looked at is about 2,500 rand a couch. I mean, like, yo, that's a bit hectic for day beds. And she just went to the second-hand shops, Silverton. But before she went, she asked God, God, I would really like this couch as 4,500 rand. Now, from 2,005 to 1,005, that's quite a leap. And she came there, and before she went into the second-hand shops, she saw, no, there's a pine shop there. She went in there, and the woman made a coffee and chatted to her. And in the end, she got the beds or the couches for 1,500 rand each. And it's so just so amazing for me how God is involved in all the small little things in our lives. You know, what effect does that have on God's kingdom being built, on God's glory being seen by everyone, except for me testifying now to you. But but God loves us so, and He's so involved still in our lives. That just blows my mind. That is amazing. Okay, so that's the foundation for this morning. We see in Isaiah 40, verse 12, that God created the universe, and the universe is a span. Now, a span is apparently this. So just imagine how big God is. It's like, oh yes, where's that universe again? Ah, there it is. There's the universe, you know? Everything we know, everything we can, we will take the rest of eternity to figure out what is in the universe. You know, taking photos of it and building telescopes and stuff. But God is so immensely big. Yeah. And He says His entire universe, He can hold like that. So this morning, coming back to your palm, this started about a month ago when, I think it was Philip, after the worship, gave an opportunity just for people that has a word for the church or vision and so on. And God just showed me this picture, and I shared it, of wherever we are, you know, we think we have such big struggles and our world is so big. God just showed me the picture that He has us in the middle of His palm. And Sometimes it's nice and smooth, and sometimes there's a bit of valleys, there's a bit of mountains. But we're going sometimes freaking out, stressing, worrying. But all the while, we're just there in the palm of God's hand. And God looks at us and He loves us. And He's like, relax, I got you. No, I'm with you. Just listen to me. Just ask me and I will lead you. I will guide you throughout your entire life. Now, with this picture, especially if you do like this, there's a lot of valleys and a lot of mountains in there. So, the question is, why does God do it? Why are there valleys? Why are there mountains? Why do we go through stuff? You know, why aren't life just plain saying, I'm a Christian. God can do anything. He can give me anything. Why can't it just be like on a marble, flat marble tabletop, you know, just put me there and I can just slide along and everything is going well. I want us to read again verse 3. You can just go back one. Is it? Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings. Okay, still getting there. I'm not there yet, but I'm hoping to get there. Knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. I was praying about this, asking God, okay, I get the part where I have to go through suffering so that we can have endurance, so that we can have character, so that we can have hope. But what's the purpose? And I'm coming to example now. But what is interesting, we need endurance so that we don't quit. And that builds character. Now just imagine, who's a student here? Okay. Imagine God tells you now, okay, you are the CEO of the biggest company in the world. Go and manage it. I think it would be chaos. To put it mildly, I think you would really stress and mess up so badly. And it's nothing wrong. It's just you haven't endured. You haven't had that experience yet. And that's the thing with sufferings. We have to go through suffering to build character so that God, so that we can be mighty men and women of God. So that we can walk with God and see His kingdom come. People can get saved. People can get discipled. God's glory can be seen throughout the world. But we need character for it. We need to know that I'm going through this. Oh, but I have gone through the similar thing already. And it's fine. I'm okay. Yes, it's a crisis, but I'm okay. Because I've endured, because I know God, and because I have hope. I know that even if something bigger comes along, I trust God. I have hope in God. God has come through for me in this time and this time and this time. So it doesn't matter what comes now, I have hope in God because I know Him. We've been through sufferings. He has given me endurance. He has built my character. So I hope in Him, and I trust in Him. Now, the example I was thinking of was, like, who has children here? There's two. There's a couple of us. The terrible twos. Who can remember that? They're named like that for a reason. You know, your kid would push every boundary there is, every day. You would try and push that same boundary. So you learn a lot about yourself, your patience, the way you thought you're going to discipline your children. And you know, when that comes along, everything gets shaken a bit. But for some people, when they go through a crisis, they throw a tantrum. Like your child in the middle of the shop and on the floor, screaming and kicking, I want this. And it's great. Babies can do that. But you must teach them how to behave. And the problem is, if that child grows up and is 20 years old and still does the same, that's going to be quite interesting. But some of us still do. You know, you're in the palm of the hand, and in small group, you will have somebody, and the hand is open. There's no deep valleys. There's no mountains. But they perceive it to be, because there's this little stream. And the guy next to them is actually in the valleys and the mountains. But they're handling it better than this guy that's really stressing and performing and putting out his faith and fasting and going crazy and asking God, God, deliver me out of this situation. Take me out of this and put me on a marble top. Because I don't want to go through this. You know? And I want to encourage you this morning. Persevere. Allow people to speak into your life. You know, a lot of people say, yo, I'm going through a hectic time. I'm in a desert season and, you know, I can't hear God and it's really going tough. You know, I'm being persecuted. But if you take a step back and you sit in your cell and you just say, guys, this is happening to me. Well, this is what I'm experiencing. What do you say? Then the guy next to you would say, no, man, I went through the same last year. Chill. We're with you. You're okay. You're not being persecuted. You just bumped your toe. It's fine. It happens. So I want to encourage you this morning. Trust in God. Trust that He has you in the palm of your hand, or His hand. And you're going to go through tough times. And that's fine. God is there. He's with you. Allow God to lead you through it. Allow God to give you endurance. Allow God to give you character, to give you hope in Him. And allow the people around you to speak into your life as well. Now, we don't always have to bump our head the same as the person next to us. We can learn from other people. Okay, everybody's still awake. Smile. So. Then, as I mentioned before, God wants to build His kingdom. Like Adam and Eve, He came and He said, rule over everything. God wants you to walk with Him, to have a character so that He can trust you with a lot of stuff. You know, sometimes we stand there and we say, yo, God, give me this, give me this. And He can't give it to us because we're still on the shop floor throwing a tantrum over everything. So I want to encourage you to ask God, God, how do you want to lead me? Where do you want to take me? How do you want to build my character? Now, if we go back to the three questions that you answered. First question, basically, what is your goal? What's your purpose in life? What is the most important thing to you in your life? That was that question. You know, what is it? Is it, how would God answer that question if He answered on your behalf? You know, is it to see Andreas as a mighty man, as going in throughout the world, people getting saved by the millions, people getting discipled, people getting healed, families being restored? You know, God can do anything and everything through us. So I want to encourage you to ask God throughout this holiday season, before we go into next year, just God, how would you answer that question for me? Why did you create me? Why am I here? And that 5-year question, I think that's more realistic. think more people would have answered that this morning. You know, what do you want to achieve? Because when I answer these questions, I must say, it wasn't the best answers. When I look back out of God's perspective to my answers, you know, it was a bit financial and a bit, yes, I want to build the church and I work for the church. I love the church. But, you know, how would God have answered that? Also, how big would God have gone? You know, we sometimes think really small because of our experiences. But to allow God to broaden that, to allow God to state that in 5 years' time, I'm going to raise you up. I'm going to build your character. Just don't bail out. Just don't go and throw a tantrum the whole time. But come with me. Let me build your character so that we can achieve this. This is what I created you for. This is where you're going to be effective, where you're going to be content, where you're going to be happy. Truly happy is with me, with God. You know, allow God to take you there. And what's the goal for next year? I think that was my worst answer. Yeah, thought really practical about that, what I would like, you know, house, finances, everything. But what if God can answer that? What if God can say, next year, I want to achieve this through you. Next year, I want to build this in your character. I want to give you this endurance. I want to stir this hope in you. Okay. If the band can please come up for us. All two of them. Yeah. So this morning, I've challenged you a bit on enduring through suffering. No? Allowing God to take you through it. Allowing other people to yoke with you to go through it. But most of all, well, what is important to remember is we're in the palm of His hand. And God loves us. So whatever comes across our path, doesn't matter how difficult it is, God still has us. God looks down at us and He speaks to us. He wants to lead us. He wants to guide us. All we need to do is to surrender and say, yes, God. Come and change my life. Come and change my character. Come and do everything and anything you want in my life for your purposes. Come and help me to die to my own selfish or own ideas, what I have. I'm going to ask all of us to stand, please.
For listening to this message from Shofar Christian Church. We believe that it was time well spent establishing God's kingdom and proclaiming His glory in your life. For more information, call us on 012-362-1363 or email us at pretoria@shofaronline.org. You may also wish to browse our website at www.shofaronline.org or find us on facebook.com/shofarpretoria. There is